Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, Coach Cassandra. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we are here. We are excited that you decided to tune in to the show this morning. And now, Coach Cassandra, yes, okay. We can hear you, I believe. Yes. Well, good morning, everyone. Yes, good morning. Okay, it does sound like your phone line is open, but we can't hear you. If you're talking, we cannot hear you. Nicole, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Good morning, Coach Lalisa. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you. I am doing well, and I am so excited that you could be with us this morning. And
yeah, absolutely. Yes, thank you.
Yes, yes. I tell you, I am amazed at how, you know, so many people are up this time of morning. You sound so chippery, yes.
Yes, good morning, Coach Lalisa. I'm having a little technical difficulty. And good morning, our new guest. Yes, it's Cassandra, Coach Cassandra.
Yes. Good morning, Coach Cassandra.
Yes, so glad to have you on the show. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to get started, but I just wanted to acknowledge and be sure that our guest, we can hear her loud and clear. But Coach Cassandra, so just stand by, Nicole. We're going to talk to you in just a minute and find out some of the exciting things and that you're working on. It won't be but a minute or two. But Coach Cassandra, how's things going your way?
Absolutely awesome. Coach, I want to announce to you that David Knight, the CEO of the Christian Social Network, was in an article in the one of the Atlanta newspapers, and do you know he referenced us in that article, All About Entrepreneurs? I am so excited. I don't know if you had a chance to read that wonderful article about David's life and his background and his upbringing, and as he began to talk about Miracle Mondays and how he is on our show on a regular basis, and that he referenced that we are participating in being a partaker of Miracle Monday. So I am so excited. How wonderful. How wonderful. Thank you, David Knight of the Christian Social Network. Listen, folks, if you haven't got on board, go to my csn.org. It is the Christian Social Network, the Facebook for Christians. So if you haven't gotten on board, and you don't have to be a Christian to be on the show, it's just that, you know, everything is you know, kept, you know, very, you know, no funny business, no crazy talk, but they want to make sure that it honors God, of course, right? So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Cassandra, everything is noble, everything is clean. Yes, oh, my God. That's exciting, Coach Cassandra. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Oh, my God.
I knew you were. Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't have time to read it, but I will read it. You know, we had the graduation last night. But tomorrow we have open mic, so we'll be able to talk about it more tomorrow. Definitely.
Yes, yes, but, yes, of course. I just wanted to mention it real quick, that's all. Yes.
That's great.
So how was that graduation? Yeah, how was that graduation?
And the graduation, too, I definitely, it was unbelievable. Nothing I could have ever imagined. But I will share at the end of the show today, at the end of the hour, I will share a little bit more about that graduation. And,
okay.
And if anybody's listening in, don't forget, the people that I've invited to the show, if you're listening in, don't forget to email me, lalisa.williams@gmail.com, and I told you that you're going to get a special gift. Coach Cassandra, as I go out and I meet people, I tell them to tune into the broadcast. And for those people who tune in, I want to make sure I do something special for them. So I told them they never know what they might get for tuning in if they let me know they were listening to the show. But in order to let me know they were listening, they gotta tell me some things that happened during the show. So without further ado, I would just like to welcome each and every person to the show today, Coach Cassandra. This is going to be banging our guest today. My goodness, she is the woman that you want to get to know. She is the lady, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. And I know I sent her bio to you as well. I'm not sure if you're able to pull it up in your inbox.
Yes.
So I'm just to read some of it because I'm in the car. Nicole, part of our show is done via automobile, so we have not only a virtual studio, but we have a mobile studio. So I'm in the car.
Absolutely.
Both hands are on the wheel because if not, in New Jersey, they will give you a ticket. So I'm going to ask Coach Cassandra.
Okay.
Part of your bio.
I'd be happy to read that for you. Yeah. Well, listen, everyone, All About Entrepreneurs, we have a wonderful guest, Nicole Upton. She has a master's in business administration from Dallas Baptist University, and she also has a real estate company, Upton Real Estate. She also completed a school of ministry training at the Potter's House, one of my favorite churches, and as we know, I don't know if you had a chance to meet Bernita Ewing, who also used to work on staff at the Potter's House, Nicole, but we can talk more about that in a moment. And anyway, Nicole is a national evangelist also, and she is currently operating in Arlington, Texas. She has established a mentor program for pregnant and parenting teens at the Center for New Lives in Fort Worth, Texas. Wow. My goodness, Nicole. You are a busy woman. We are so glad that you have come to be a part of the show today. So I'm going to let you say hello to our audience and get started.
Okay, well, again, I'd like to, you know, thank you, Coach Cassandra, and definitely Coach Lalisa. I mean, it's always great watching your posts, looking at your posts and listening to you. You're so inspiring. And, again, I got to be a part of the Entrepreneurial Summit several years ago, which was awesome. That was put on by Coach LaLisa, and again, I just want to say thank you guys for allowing me to be a guest on your show.
Wow, that is so exciting. That is so exciting. Yes, yeah, so you're part of the Potter's House, and
yes.
Then tell us what that's like. You know, we just, that's like the place to be. Hello.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I would definitely say it's for me, it's definitely an ordained experience. I moved to Dallas in 1998, and I became a member of the Potter's House that same year. So I've actually been under Bishop T.D. Jakes' ministry for a very long time. And I will say that it was because of his ministry, and obviously him being led by God, and just, you know, the food that we get in that house that has led me to some of the things that I have been able to accomplish in my life, you know, starting my own business, stepping out and, you know, and putting together a program to give back to some of the women who have had some of the same challenges that I've had in life. And in addition to that, you know, continuing to further my education and continuing to grow as a person. So, yes, being a part of the Potter's House and under Bishop T.D. Jakes has been a wonderful, life-changing experience for me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, tell us about the program that you have for pregnant women, and how did that get started? Is that from personal experience that you wanted to do something like that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I started that program about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, and I got to a place in my life to where God was just really blessing me, like I just stated, in business, you know, spiritually. I was able to go back and complete education and really achieve some personal goals. And when I looked at myself in the mirror, what I realized is that what God had done in my life was he had allowed me to see myself through the lens of what he says I am versus the lens of what my life circumstances were. And so what he told me to do, I feel like I was led by the Holy Spirit to turn around and help some young women and young ladies who were in some of the same challenges that I was as a young teenage mom, turn around and mentor them and let them know that it doesn't matter what your current situation is. It really matters about you seeing yourself the way God sees you. So that was really the birth and point of, and the name of it is A Rose Is Still a Rose. You know, that Aretha Franklin song, you know, it doesn't matter,
yeah.
You know, how we get beat down. It doesn't matter what we go through in life. When God creates you as something, it doesn't matter what you go through. You still are what he says you are.
Awesome. Wow. That is beautiful. A rose is still a rose. My goodness. Now, how does that work? How do you become part of the program? How long can you stay with the program? Like the entrance strategy?
Yes,
the exit
well, absolutely. Well, again, it's a nonprofit, and what I do and what my team does is we go and we start it off in New Lives, and New Lives is a school for pregnant for pregnant and teenage moms. So this facility allows the young ladies to parent at the same time as getting through high school. Okay, so what we do is we go in there, we do building along with aside with the counselors and the other staff that they have in place. We work side, I've developed a curriculum, a whole agenda. And what we do is we go in and we provide services, how to get your driver's license, you know, making sure you're getting the support you need, understanding financial aid, understanding that there are resources out there for you and your children to help you move, press forward to attain your goals. And in addition to that, you know, we teach, you know, about having a life balance, understanding your spiritual understanding that you have to have some type of social, you have to take care of yourself physically, and you have to continue to grow educationally. So, again, when I go in and when we go in, it's really about touching every aspect of life. But the most important, Coach Lalisa and Coach Cassandra and all the guests, it's really about, you know, coming in and holding a mirror. And a lot of times when we look at that mirror, it's kind of like we see, you know, the damage or, you know, of our mistakes, of our past. And a lot of times we can't get past that. But it's kind of like when I go in, it's like, I'm going to hold this mirror up, but I need you to see what God created. I want you to see, you know, what God has purposed for you. I believe it's only then, you know, if you're able to see it, you know, then you can really become it. It's kind of like an increase of faith of sorts. But, again, we take donations to go in and help with the girls. You know, we provide them, you know, different supplies, and we bring resources to the table to help them become more effective and more productive in their community.
Wow. That is absolutely awesome.
And I'll say this, you know, Coach Lalisa, and I've heard you say this and share some of your past, you know, testimony and how those challenges birth out your purpose. And I really believe that when we look at the challenges or the hurt and pain that God has allowed us to endure, it's almost like a foreshadow of what your purpose is going to be. And being a teenage mom myself and going through some horrific, challenging things and being able to survive that, it's like I have a passion to turn around and reach back, you know, for, you know, teenage moms, young women, to say that it doesn't matter, you know, where you came from. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter because, you know, with God's in the saving business, and if he can save me and do it for me and bless me the way that he has, he surely can do it for you.
And, you know, that's absolutely right, because your test is your testimony, your mess is your message. And God just has a way, my goodness, of taking, you know, your opposition, and if you would look at it as, we talked about this yesterday, as an opportunity, what am I supposed to get out of this lesson, this painful thing that I've been through, and how can I bless someone else? You know, and it sounds like that's absolutely what you've done with what you're doing with this ministry opportunity. So we absolutely applaud you. And so it sounds like a type of social services type of program. So are you connected with other agencies? Is that what I'm getting?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So, you know, so we partner up with like the Workforce Commission, like the local Human Resource Commission. We go in and we get to understand what the different local schools from the junior college all the way up to the universities have in place. In addition to that, on my end, we take up, you know, we have sponsorships and, you know, we provide that. We provide and donations to the school in regards of bottles, because in this facility, they have a daycare. So obviously, you know, the children need things, you know, and the school, you know, they're always looking for ways to get assistance to help with the needs of the mothers and the children. So when we go in, it's basically an enrichment, and whatever resources we've partnered up with, that's what we bring in the door. Absolutely.
Wow. Wonderful. My goodness. How can folks get a hold of you to participate or to get more information? What's the best way to get connected with you?
I would definitely say reach out to me on Facebook. And my Facebook, it's Nicole Upton. I do have a page set up created for Roses of Rose. It's a page that's on Facebook, but you can definitely reach out to me on my Facebook page, Nicole Upton, if you'd like to give a donation, if you'd like to send resources, you know, for the teenage mothers and, you know, the babies, bottles, you know, milk, gift certificates, anything like that, to, you know, that could be of assistance. Please reach out to me on Facebook. Again, I'm under Nicole Upton, and the page for the mentor group is a Rose is Still a Rose.
Wow. Now, is this your full-time occupation?
No, I do this.
Well, I know you do the real estate. I'm sorry. Yeah, you do the real estate.
Yes, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, Lalisa, when I saw you a few years ago, being able to sustain my business throughout the challenging times, I would say the last 5 years or so have been a real challenge for, you know, for me in the real estate market. However, though, God has still blessed me. You know, I still have my business. Yeah. It's still prosperous. It's still providing for me. It's growing. Yeah. I'm in a position of reinvesting into the business. So, again, I do residential real estate in the DFW area. So if anybody is looking to relocate to Texas, if you're looking for investment properties, or if you do just want to understand the market, feel free to give me a call. I have a website. It's www.uptonre.com. So that's UptonRE for realestate.com. And, again, if you have any questions about the local real estate in Texas, please feel free to message me on Facebook. But I've been in real estate since 2003, and when I tell you, it is wonderful. I mean, you take the ups and the downs, but I will tell you, with the grace of God, you know, I just believe by faith all things are possible, and he's proven that to me in my life, you know, through my business and the different things that he's given me in my heart to do. He's definitely sustained me, and, you know, I mean, we've been able to be a blessing to people. You know, nothing. I enjoy nothing more than being a part of somebody's life change. And I know you ladies can attest, you know, when you're looking at purchasing your home on investment properties, is one of the most largest purchases you'll make a lot of times, yeah, in your life. And so to have people, yeah, trust us with that, you know, we do a good job. I would say over 85% of our business is referrals. So, again, I just thank God, you know, for everything. And again, I mean, if you need any information, I can provide that service to you free. Comparable marketing analysis. I know a lot of companies charge for that, but hey, I'll throw that out there as a gift to you, just for Coach Lalisa and Coach Cassandra allowing me to be on the show. If you want that information, if you want to know the value of your property, I will also provide that service for you free of charge, but you'll definitely have to mention that you are on Coach Lalisa and Coach Cassandra's show.
Aren't you a sweetheart? You are awesome, woman of God. We appreciate you. Now, then you also go out and you do evangelism. My goodness. Wow.
Oh, yes. I think at my core, I am a preacher. I think, you know, at the core of who I am becoming and who God is revealing that I am, I realize that I have a heart for God's people. I have a heart for people in general. And I cannot go through life without talking about his goodness, because it's only because of him I'm here. It's only because of him I'm able to function. I've been able to go back and do the things that he's put in my heart to do. So, yes, absolutely. Every opportunity I get to preach and tell about God's goodness and spread the gospel, Lalisa, I am there on point, no questions asked.
I know you are.
Good morning.
I know you are. I know you are, Nicole. You are beautiful. You're smart. You're intelligent. You love the Lord. You're a savvy businesswoman. I remember when we did that conference the first year, Angela met Williams and myself down there, and that's where Audrey was at, also one of the speakers. We had the most powerful women that you have in the United States on that stage. You, Audrey, Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant, Pastor Francine Humphreys, and Miss Mary Ann Kochet. I will never, ever forget that. It was standing on the floor out in the hallway. One lady, we had to make her child had to sit on the floor because we could not afford to give her a seat that other people had paid good money for. We had to turn vendors away. And because of that event, I'm now, you know, doing a speaking engagement about how to pack out an event. But what I wanted to say about you, though, Nicole, when Angela Venn mentioned you, next thing I know, you were on a plane from Dallas, Texas, coming to – I said, are you sure this lady is going to come up here? You know, we didn't pay you. You didn't ask us. You didn't – you had some big – I didn't even know you, you know. I know Angela Beck. And, you know, she said, you know, I said, this time doing this event, we don't have any funds like that. We keep our ticket price low so that we can, you know, maximize people coming. And I said, we can't afford, and, you know, she said, oh, no, she's coming up here. I was like, are you kidding me? And when I took one look at you, and we had Liz Black, who was nationally, with WBLS, one of the biggest radio stations in the country. She was our MC. And I'm telling you, it was tough. We had a star-studded affair. And then we had... You had to go Upton from the Potter's House. Girl, if I had known then, I'd have had that on the flyer. Listen, we would have... We'd have had people down. As a matter of fact, we got to get you back. But, Nicole, you were just so beautiful, and I'll never forget those shoes you had on. I still want those shoes.
And Lisa, you know what? I am going to find you a pair, and you know what? I'm going to get your information and your shoe size, and I will send them to you. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. A brand new pair. I'm going to find those. Those are those Jessica Simpsons. I'm going to find some for you.
You will wear them shoes, girl. You were hooked up from the neck up, from the neck down. You were hooked up. I was trying to make it rhyme, but it didn't quite come out right. But, you know, I tried to be a girl. You were hooked up. You would represent the success. Let me tell you, girl. I'm telling you, that suit, your briefcase, everything, your hair, your makeup, your shoes, you were preaching, you were teaching, you do real estate. I said to myself, what do you don't do? And, you know, I was so honored that Angela Vett, you know, she introduced us and brought you in. And, you know, so we've done the event. This will be the third year. So Coach Cassandra will be there this year. But people like you, women like you prove to me over and over and over again that we are on our way to something so major. Not on our way. Let me take that back. We're already there. We're not on our way.
Yes, absolutely.
We're already there. On our way. We're there. You know, we're
absolutely.
Both.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You know, I used to put this thing on Facebook that said, your greater is coming, your greater is coming. But you know what? Now I say, open the door because your greater is at the door. You know, it's kind of like, you know, greater is right there. And I think by faith, you know, we just have to open the door because I believe that we're in a transitional season to where it's not your greater is coming. It's like your greater is here. You know, do you have faith enough to receive it? I feel like Ruth in this season, you have to bend down and go to pick it up. But what God is saying is that if you pick it up, I'm going to make sure something is there. If you reach for it, you won't reach for something that's empty. You know, if you reach for it, I'll make sure that there's something there for you to pick up. You know, and in this hour, it's kind of like all we have to do is reach, because it's not that it's coming, it's already there. But do you have faith enough to pick it up? Do you have faith enough to keep your hand and pick it up, because it's already there? It's already there.
Come on now. Come on now. You're preaching real good.
You're preaching real good. Somebody girl, pass around the offer bucket, please. And, Nicole, you're down there, and you're down there in the potter's house, and boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I know you're having an awesome time. And the women in Dallas, Texas, you know, we go there every year in November, and I got to connect you with these women. But we go there every year in November. They've mentioned that to do a women's retreat there. It's called the Daughters of Zion. You got to meet these women. They're in their 13th year. The very first year they had it, we was there, me, my mother, my sister. My mom went up until she passed. And is that the Dallas Baptist Retreat Center? You may know of that place.
Yes, yes, yes. I do know where that is. Yes, we'll definitely have to get together, Lisa, and you'll have to let me know so that I can pull some of the entrepreneurs together, you know, and some of the, you know, women who are doing great things here. I mean, and you know, and even the women who are aspiring to, you know, I mean, I don't believe that anybody should be left out, because, you know, I believe that the seed is there for a lot of people, and all it takes some time is some watering, you know, just to get them, you know, moving into their destiny. So absolutely, you definitely have to let me know when you're going to be here, and I will do my best to bring people, because I know that, Lisa, you have an awesome, awesome message, and like I said, you are so inspiring. I mean, and your testimony, I mean, itself, like you said, I mean, a lot of people need to hear. You know, people need to hear, and they need to know, because at the end of the day, God is not a respecter of persons. And if he'll do it for you, Coach Lalisa, Coach Cassandra, if he'll do it for you, if he'll do it for me, then we have to turn around and pull our sisters up and let them know that he'll do it for you too. He will do it for you.
That's the truth. Yes. That is the absolute truth. Yes. And I'm excited about it.
I am. Go ahead. Coach Sandra, we're coming to Dallas. I'm telling you. And this is a lady, again, you have an event. This is a woman that you want to make sure, if you can get her on your roster, get her on your roster. Mm-hmm. This is a phenomenal, as you just heard, you just got a sample of what she can do. Bring out. I just love when you said, listen, if you bend it over, my God, I just feel the anointing. If you just bend over and just act like you're picking it up, he's going to make, my God, I can't even finish it.
Yes, because it's by faith. You know, it's by faith we receive all things. And what I'm realizing is a lot of times we can be in such a season of famine and hard times that, you know, we don't even want to trust God. But you know what? I'm telling you, it's like in the book of Joshua, when God, you know, he's telling Joshua, okay, you're going to go into Jericho. And you know, and everything is going to come down. And then when they get to the Jordan, Jesus, you know, God is like, I'm the same God that was with Moses. And if I could part the Red Sea, what can I do right here at this Jordan? And what God is saying is, if you have enough faith, the same God I was to you back in your Red Sea, I'll be right here for you in your Jordan moment. He will push back everything that would hinder your destiny, everything that would hinder his plan. He's God. He'll stop the waters so that you could pass on dry land. But all you have to do is believe and receive and remember that God would, you know, we forget. You know, I think as Christians, you know, a lot of times we start moving in God and we think we know God, and we get to a place and we're like, oh, you know, this is it, this is it. But I hear God screaming in the spirit saying, I'm the same God of the Red Sea, and I will be the same God right here in your Jordan moment, okay? And I'm just like, wow, you know what? All of us from time to time, we have Jordan moments, but what I believe by faith is that even during the Jordan moment, even during hard times, even during obstacles, even during low resources, even during challenging times, whether it's in school or business, you know, or personally, I believe that if you invite God into that thing, he'll stop every demonic attack, he'll stop every hindrance, and he will allow you to walk by on dry land. And then he will allow you to have something to show, because he gave them the stones. And he said, when the children ask their fathers, what are these stones for? You know, they'll be able to say, it's for what God did. And it's not about us as much as it is that God wants to be glorified in our lives. You know, he wants to be glorified in our lives. And for me, I know for a fact it's not that Nicole is perfect. It's not that she's so awesome. It's not that she's so intelligent. But I tell you what, when I'm in God, I'm all of those things. And nobody can deny it. But I give credit to the one and true God. And I just thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, that God that gave us the opportunity to be able to move boldly in his power. You know, it's just awesome. I just get so excited when I think about it.
Praise God. Well, hallelujah.
Woo. Okay. Glory.
Go ahead. I just want to give him some praise. That's just a pause to just praise him, to say love, you know. Glory to God. That is awesome, woman of God. We are so glad about what Jesus is doing. My goodness. You know what? When we work with the plan, when we humble ourselves, when we seek his face, he's going to unfold the plan. He is going to keep us, you know, in that right place, going the direction that he wants to take us. And so I thank God. I thank God for what he's doing with you. And like you said, it's not about Nicole, but it's about the purposes, about the plans of Jesus Christ. It's so much bigger than us. All of this, all about entrepreneurs, it's so much bigger than us. It's so much more about what God was, kingdom business.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we're about lifting up the name of Jesus. As we decrease, he increases. And then he brings the people alongside that he wants to, you know, get this message. You know, he'll make sure that they hear this so they can be blessed. So we applaud what God is doing in you. We say keep on doing it. Keep on letting the Father be glorified in your life, because as we acknowledge him, he is directing the path. So I praise God for the path that you're on, that you're doing it. You're you know, making sure that people know that Christ is at the center of all that you do, you know, with the real estate, with helping the young women, with going out and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, hats off to you, woman of God. Just keep doing it. Keep doing what you're
doing.
Tell the audience again that just tuned in how they can get a hold of you, for whether it's for real estate, for you guys that just tuned in. She also has a program for pregnant women that need services. So go ahead and get that info again, please.
Sure, absolutely. Again, if you need any real estate services in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you want to assist us in the mentor program, you know, through donations or services, or even if you have any information that you think would be a blessing to the girls at New Lives, and also if you would like to have me come and speak, you know, again, I think that's my major calling, you know, to be a preacher. So, again, at the end of the day, if you want to reach me for any of these things, you can reach me on Facebook under Nicole Upton, U-P-T-O-N. Again, I have a website, www.uptonre.com. Please feel free to shoot me an email or a message, but I will say I think the best way is just look for me on Facebook and send me a message, and I'll definitely respond right back to you.
Wow. So what can we look forward to? Are you preaching anywhere soon, or you have any events that you're partaking in that you might want to share with us?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I am doing ministry now with Millwood, where we go into the mental hostilities. So what I would say is from a ministry standpoint, definitely please keep me in prayer, because Lalisa, as you know, we serve a real God, but there is a real you know, there is an enemy out there as well. So, you know, keep me in prayer as I move forward in doing God's work. Now, that's not a public place where you can come and hear me speak, but please believe that most places when I go and I'm doing ministry is not, a lot of times it's not on a public forum, it's a stage. I'm actually in the battleground going into the enemy's camp, declaring truth over the people who are in bondage. And, so definitely keep me in prayer. I will say that I have several things going on ministry-wise at the Millwood facility. Again, if anyone is interested in having me come speak, you know, at their church or any other forum, I'm definitely open to that. And again, as far as real estate is going, God is just blessing me. I'm reinvesting heavily in my business. We're looking at expanding, changing marketing stuff. God is just really blessing us to take everything to a whole new level. So again, if I could be a blessing to you in any way, please reach out to me on Facebook. It's Nicole Upton, UPTON. I have a business page, Upton Real Estate, and I also have the mentor page, A Rose Is Still a Rose.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Yes,
Nicole, you have truly been a blessing to us today. And you could,
Thank you.
There's a real devil. You can say it on this show. Listen,
Yes. We
come, baby, on this show, this is all about entrepreneurs. But listen, we're all about, that truck want to go right by. Like, we're all about the kingdom. But yes, you're right. There's a real God and there's a real devil. And I know a lot of people don't believe that, and that's too spooky for them. But when you've been out there dealing and willing, and you know how the enemy can come in. And some people, I know some people, the enemy ain't devil. Some people, the enemy is Pookie in them. But Pookie in them are operating under, a lot of times growing up, we just assigned those types of things to people, you know, that were getting on our nerves, and all these kinds of things. Unfortunately, that sometimes had a sidetrack from the real enemy that was just working through cousins and grandparents and abusive family members and things like that. And so once we know who the real enemy is, then we
Melissa,
know how.
Melissa, you are 100% right. You know, you are so right. And I hate to say it, but even us as Christians sometimes can be used. I mean, obviously we can't be possessed, you know, by the devil, because we're possessed by the Holy Spirit. Obviously he has possession over us. But, you know, I'm reading a book forwarded by Fred Hammond, When Pigs Move In. The name of the book is called When Pigs Move In, and it's how to sweep clean the demonic influences impacting your lives and the lives of others, and by Don Dickerman. And this book has been a blessing to me in understanding that a lot of times when we harbor bitterness, anger, envy, jealousy, we open up ourselves to demonic influence. Okay, and a lot of times, just like you said, it could be your spouse, it could be your business partner, and even sometimes you yourself, even us as Christians, sometimes can be influenced, you know, by, you know, evil. And I'm just in a place now to where I take nothing for granted, and that's why I definitely beseech you guys for prayer, you know, and covering. Because doing anything God has commanded you to do, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your business, or whether it's in your ministry, you better know you need his anointing. You know you need prayer. He strengthens us to do all things. But I'm going to tell you something. We wouldn't need strength if it wasn't a real fight to attain those things. So, again, we just can't take, you know, prayer for granted. We can't take his grace and mercy for granted. It's just one of those things that as we press forward, we all have to kind of surround ourselves. And, Lalisa, I'll be praying for you. Coach Cassandra, I'll be praying for you because, obviously, it's necessary, you know, for us to move forward doing the things of God. So.
Yes, yes, we have to pray for one another. I mean, prayer is so essential, you know, to our faith, you know, that we take time, we meditate, that we seek God's plan for our day. Lord, what would you have me to do? Father, lead me and guide me by your Spirit. You know, we don't take anything for granted that we even know what to do when we get up in the morning. You know, the Bible does say in Proverbs, you know, that man makes a plan, but the end thereof is what, you know, God's going to decide the final say on that thing. Because I know I've gotten up and thought I was going to do this and do that, and before I know it, you know, God showed up, you know, and one of my favorite statements to say, Nicole, is watch God and be utterly amazed. Watch him.
Right.
He's going to do something.
Right.
He's going to blow your mind. You think it's going to happen like this, and like God's like, hey, I got a strategy that you never even thought of. And he shows up, and it's like, bang, pow.
Yes, he will amaze you. And you know, Coach Melissa, Coach Cassandra, you know, we have to get out. Like you mentioned, okay, yes, I'm a national evangelist. I have a business, you know, and I mentor. People think, oh, you know, it's kind of like, well, what do? And here's what I believe. I believe that God, I mean, we're him. I mean, we're his Spirit. I think a lot of times we sell ourselves short, thinking that we have to live up to what society says we should do, but we are so much more, you know, that I believe we even have an idea of. You know, I mean, if you think of the leadership that I'm under, Bishop Jake, I mean, look at all of the different things that God has blessed him to do. You know, you know, Bishop preaches, you have to have multiple streams, you know, of income. You have to have multiple streams. So how do you have multiple streams if you don't embrace the fact that you were created for multiple things? To whom much is given, much is required. But I believe we have yet to tap into our capacity. We have yet to really, really see ourselves the way God created us. You know, and it's like, you know how I do it? I do it through his strength. I don't even look at it. I don't even entertain the fact that how am I going to be a single mom? How am I going to run this business? How am I going to keep my commitment to my ministry, to my church, to these young ladies that I'm called to? How am I going to do that? But you know what? Through God's strength, it happens. It happens, and I just go down the list checking off. I did that, and I got that done, and I got that done. And I'm amazed. I mean, I'm amazed at God, not Nicole, but God, because I believe that if he puts it in your spirit, the word says that it's up to him to work it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I say, God, you know what? I submit myself to you. If you call me to do it, you're going to make a way. You're going to give me strength to get it done.
Come on now, you think you're real good. You know, when we submit our lives to Christ, he's going to make a way out of no way. We may not see the way, but he didn't tell us to see the way. He just told us to submit to the will, his will, to humble ourselves, and then he comes in and he works it out because we don't have to know it. You know, so many times people feel like, well, I just have to know. No, you just have to pray. You have to believe God. Decree it, declare it, that God's going to bring it to pass. You may not know how, you don't know how to connect all the dots, but if you've done your part, you've done the natural part, he comes in with the super part. He puts super on your natural because of supernatural experience, and then before you know it, you're doing the next thing, and the next thing, you're like, oh, my God, how did this happen? God is connecting the dots as you are faithful. Hallelujah, to do all of these calls.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, absolutely.
Come on now. Yeah,
absolutely.
Come on now.
Absolutely.
I think we can tag team preach on this one, right?
I mean, that's what I say. I mean, that's what I call good stuff. Because you know what? I mean, come on. You know, time out for looking outside of ourselves. God has given us everything inside, even if it's through some of your darkest moments. Some of our darkest moments have turned around and made way to some of our greatest moments. You know, because
hello?
Look at God. God says, you know what, the devil meant for bad. He's going to turn around and make it for good. He says, you know, your enemies, I'll make them a step stool. You know what I mean? A step, and think about that. So every negative thing, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you just need to step on that thing because that thing is taking you higher. It's taking you higher to where God wants to take you. I'm just telling you, I'm just so inspired. Fire in this season. I'm just, oh God, I'm just so amazed. God keeps amazing me. He continues to take my faith to higher levels of faith. And please understand, when I say higher levels of faith, that's because he takes me so low. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, what? I thought I passed that. And then you find yourself and you go down and you're like, really, God? Really? But then that's when he turns around and he shows himself again. Nobody can take credit for it. Nobody could take credit for it because he said, glory is mine. And we have to know that we're his. And it doesn't matter what season. It doesn't matter what we're going through. Just know that in the end, you know what I mean, we win. And like Job, I say, God, you know what? I'm going to bless your name. I'm going to trust you because at the end of the day, you have always showed yourself true in my life, and he'll do it every time. He'll give you double for your trouble, okay? And he'll make your enemies like, be like, what happened? How did that happen? How did you go from there to there? How did you recover from that? I'm telling you, he'll make your enemies have to stop and scratch their head, and even they'll want to come sit down at the table and hear about this God that you serve. God is so awesome.
Oh,
he's so awesome.
Oh, you're a real good woman of God. You're preaching real good. Won't you do it?
He's so awesome. Our lives preach. You know, Lalisa, I put on my page, you know, one day, you know, preaching, right? I mean, I think it's an awesome thing. But you know what? All you have to do is look at my life, and my life preaches. You see what I'm saying? My life preaches. It's not one of those things where, you know, you walk in and all you have is a word. No, if you watch my life preaches his word. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's real
awesome.
Good. That's real good.
You
I
know,
like it.
I mean, it's just so awesome. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, even in Lisa, I get so overwhelmed because life is a series of valleys and mountains, but it doesn't matter if I'm on the mountain or if I'm in the valley. One thing I know is true is that God is there. God is there. And as long as I know he's there, I'll give him the praise and the glory, and I've learned to be okay knowing that, you know what, my greater is right here. Not even coming the next step like Ruth. All I have to do is bend down, and the act of me bending down and re-extending my hand, God's going to make sure something is there. So, I mean, again, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I thank God for you guys. I thank God for what he's doing in each of your lives. You know, I thank God for your show. I pray that God will continue to bless it and prosper it. And, you know, I just thank God, you know, and pray that everything your hand touches, everything that he gives you desire to do, that like at the Jordan and like at the Red Sea, there will be no hindrances to what you're planning and what you're wanting to do so that God can get glory.
Praise
God.
Amen. Wow.
Amen.
Nicole, you touched on so many powerful topics today.
And at least four of those topics can also end up being books for you or sermon topics or seminars or workshops, whatever you do. And I was thinking as you were talking, and while you're with those young women and those women who are going through, the ones who are in your program and they have children, you know, always remind them to believe in themselves that there's something great. Because when I worked with that group of individuals, the one thing I noticed that most of them have in common, most of them, if not 99.999% of them, they do not believe that they're wonderful. Even if they're beautiful, even if they have all the society standards of beautiful, even if they have what the Bible calls beautiful, because the Bible says that one woman, Leo, or somebody was, you know, better to look at than whatever. So the Bible has standards of beauty as well. So it's not just people gone crazy. No, it's true. So the standards, though, are regardless of that. But some of these women, they don't believe that they're worth anything. I mean, think about it. If you don't believe you're worth anything, even if you have the ability to bend down and pick it up, you won't, because you don't believe you're worthy.
Yes.
Even if somebody sat and did a workshop and a training and a seminar to teach you how to bend down and pick it up, but you still got to believe you're worthy.
Yes.
So how do you teach these individuals that they are worthy? To me, that is so much of a mission. And sometimes, you know, that hug, you know, you get to hug, touch them, even when they're not smelling good, even when their hair is not properly hugged. They don't have no teeth in their mouth, you know. People make a lot of bones about, you know, different dental work and what have you. And, you know, hey, listen, I know there's work I need to do myself, but you know what? Sometimes with the women that God has me go around, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes
the one thing they connect with me on is like, well, wait a minute, if she can have all that and her teeth aren't perfect, maybe it's okay that I'm not perfect either. Some people get that on the ride home, that's okay. Some people won't get it until they leave this earth. But the point it's a fact that we don't know why. We don't, like you said, our very lives are preaching, because he says we are living epistles.
Right.
And so we are another book. I know we know there's 66 books of the Bible, but then you make 67. And, you know, Cassandra,
right.
you
there
make
you
66. And I make 69, and T.D. Jason 7. You know, we're all a book. But we're living. But wait a minute. Well, the word is the living word. So it all makes sense anyway. It all fits.
I love what you said, you tell
these women that the devil meant for bad, God will turn it around and bless you. And here's what I told a group of graduates from adult school last night. I told these people, mistakes make miracles. You better tell somebody.
Yes.
Hey, you're looking at my mistakes, but you better watch my miracles. Because
you said that. Oh my God, you said that.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I believe that. That's good stuff.
Miracles out of mistakes. You see, somebody's baby was a mistake, but look at what God did with it.
Ooh, yes. Come on now.
Yeah. Let them know what the great thing is,
God don't make mistakes. Because look at Solomon. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, because a lot of people would say, okay, you know, David and Bathsheba, oh, look at that and everything. And, yes, the first child died. They paid their penance. But I'm going to tell you something. Something great still came out of that union. Look at Solomon. So, I mean, everything you're saying is biblical. It has biblical principles. So you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know the story of Israel Houghton. When his mother was pregnant with him, she wanted to have an abortion. And she wasn't going to church, wasn't into Christianity, and a prophet came up to her and told her, don't abort this baby. Don't abort this baby. Has greatness in him. And look at how he has impacted the world. Thank God that she listened. You know, she was unsaved, but she heed the word and look at the dividends that we have gotten as a result of that birth, you know, because she was an unwed mother out there, you know, pretty much out there in the streets, you know, and look at what God, look, you know, we will watch God. That's like you're saying, watch God and be utterly amazed. He's got the last say so. On what society calls throwaways, look at God. He will show up and show out. And, you know, where we put a period, God is just putting a comma. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Yes. That's really good. You know, our bishop preached a message several months ago talking about, you know, becoming. You know, you become, you become. And, Lalisa, I don't know about you, but that message resonated with me so much to where when you look up from where God has brought you from, you know, and continuously moving and stepping, you know, moving forward by faith, you look up, and the very thing that you dreamt about becoming, the very things that you dreamt about having, it's almost like you look up and you're in amazement, because how did this teenage mom, you know, who was abused, you know, at the age of 15, the first guy I was ever with, my mother was a drug addict, sold me to him for some bottles of crack. You know, my eldest daughter came out of that relationship. He used to beat me to a pulp. And it's kind of like I look at that life, and then I look at myself now, and it's almost kind of like you're kind of in the movie, and it's going fast track, and you go from there to here, and it's almost like, oh, my God, but look what I've become. And I know that it's only by God's grace, and I know that it's only because he predestined me, and I know it's because he called me. You know what I mean? And I know that it's for his glory, because there's so many things that could have taken me out, you know, that I know was designed to take me out, but God's mercy and his grace, and even more so, he has a plan. And I'm gonna tell you, that's why when it comes to serving, when it comes to turn around and helping, those are my number one priorities, because God, I'm gonna give him a reason to keep me here, because I'm gonna do what he called me to do.
That's awesome. When you say so many things could have taken you out, and guess what? You could have taken yourself out there. People have committed suicide when they found out, when they realized what had happened to them, and the fact, or they took so many drugs, or they got out there and they did things like have all of this back in the day when you had unprotected. You didn't know if you were going to end up with AIDS or not.
Now we're going to have a true, transparent moment. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Lalisa.
Yes.
And, you know, because I'm originally from Jersey, East Orange, New Jersey. I grew up in New York. But I'm going to tell you, I was sharing with a friend that when the HIV thing came out, and everything like that, how everybody was running to get tested. And I remember, you know, going, you know, with some friends, and at the time it was the Planned Parenthood, and, you know, you go, you had to draw your blood, but then you had to wait like almost a month, and then you had to go back. And I remember being in this room, and, you know, Planned Parenthood, there was a girl next door. They called her in, then they called me in, and all I could hear from the room next door was a loud scream. It was, I mean, I can remember that scream to this day. I mean, and it you know, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. And you know what? And I'm assuming that her results were, you know, were. Yeah, exactly. And when I got mine back, they said HIV negative. You know what? I started, and at the time, I don't know that I was thanking God, but I'm sure that I probably somewhere in my spirit was thanking God. But when I look back now, I was thinking, I'm sure there were not that many major differences between me being in my room and that girl in her room. The mere fact that I was sitting in the room said that there was reason for me to be concerned. You know what I mean? But when I think of God's goodness, oh, my God, and all that he's done for me, oh, my God, my soul just screams, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank him for the blood. Oh, God, I thank him. I thank him for keeping me when I couldn't keep myself. Oh, God, I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. And one thing is for certain, that he's not a respecter of persons. And even if the test is positive or negative, he's still God. And I believe him to heal. I believe him to set free. I believe him to deliver. I just believe him to be all that the book of God says that he is. I mean, even more so from the book, he's proven himself in my life. So when I tell people about Jesus, yes, it's because I've read the book, but in addition to that, I'm a witness. You know what I mean? I'm a witness. I'm just not a spectator. I'm just not a voyeur of words. No, no, no. I am a witness to his grace and his glory and his miracles. You know what I'm saying, Lalisa? Wow, it's awesome.
Wow. You're teaching now about that witness. And so, wow. Well, I tell you, well, Coach Cassandra, I have nothing more to say. This is the end of the hour. We've had the sermon, we've had the testimony. We didn't have a song, but, you know, Cassandra sings, and so we could get it. Well, we didn't get everything. Let's cut it off. We've had service on today. So entrepreneurs,
a
way to close. What a way to close out Thursday's guest. A way to close out the guest speakers for this week. Oh, my God. I'm ready to go. I can go now. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to bend down and pick up some stuff. Yeah. I'm ready to go pick up some stuff. Listen. Woo! Thank you. Nicole, God bless you, woman of God. Thank God for you. Thank God for the lives you are touching and the mental health, my Lord. My Lord. Lay hands on those people. Hands. I believe if you lay hands on their heads and pray over them, you know, somebody's got to have the gift of healing hands. Now, I know Jesus ain't came and died and was risen for us to just sit around and be like, oh, that's such a shame that they lost their mind. I believe, like you said, Nicole, we have to start walking in the power. The power is here. The power is available.
Mm-hmm.
So since God has put you in a place to go into the mentally ill. And yes, I know that, because when Jesus, sometimes he was laying hands. Sometimes he was healing folks. They didn't even know it. Because the woman with the issue of blood, she just thought she was touching the hem of a garment. Peter and them, when they were outside the temple, they told the man, you know, I still want to go, have we not, but such as we have, rise up and walk. So they were healing people. I heard that they're very shadow healed people.
And so we
stay consecrated.
Yeah.
Consecrated. Unto the Lord. And I just believe that people in that hospital, there are people who are going to come off of mental illness. They're going to begin to get on wherever they can and testify. Well, like you said, their lives will be a testimony. Because when you go back to the same family members that had you committed, or when you show yourself to the very doctors and counselors, and I'm all for getting college education, but listen, just because you got a degree in mental health and counseling, God didn't just give you that degree so you could just pencil whip everybody and say they're crazy. No.
Right. Come on, man.
We got that degree so God can get us in the door. People think that your degree is to get you in the door of these places. All right? When God lets you get a law degree and become a judge, it's not just that we can sit back and say, hey, look at me, I've made it. No, no, no. He puts you in the courtroom because he knows Ms. Millie's son is coming through who needs some real justice. Okay? And that's why we're here on the radio. Yes, initially it would seem like just a place to come and tell people about how to have business, but it's not just that. It's to pray over people. It's to encourage people have the kind of faith that Coach Cassandra is always talking about, that blind, pure, believable faith in God. So I've said more than enough. I'll turn it back over to Coach Cassandra. Let's thank you, Nicole.
Well, we are so excited that you came, and I've got to tell you my the thing that I say to all of our guests before we end the show, and of course to the All About Entrepreneurs audience. Have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. And watch God. Watch him show up and show out, and you're going to be utterly amazed, because I'm telling you, God is an awesome God, and he's got a great strategy and plan for your life. Just seek his face, and you're going to find out what it is. And so we love Nicole Upton. We thank you. We applaud you, woman of God, for coming on the show. Blessing our lives. And one more time, from your contact info before we go.
Okay. Okay, you can reach me on Facebook. I think that's the best place. And it's Nicole Upton, and I'm located in Arlington, Texas. And it's Nicole Upton. The last name is U-P-T-O-N.
Awesome, awesome, Nicole Upton, and she has that awesome ministry. A Rose is a Rose for pregnant women. Is there a certain age group for that?
No, no, you know, we have girls as young as 12, and it goes all the way up to young adults.
Wow, awesome,
yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you. Oh, my gosh, we have to have you back again. Yeah, you're making me want to put something together to do a revival and get you up here. I've got a prayer and healing event coming up June 28th. Anyone in the St. Louis area, or you're coming to St. Louis, we're having a prayer and healing event June 28th at 9 o'clock. If you want more information, hit me up on Facebook at Cassandra Kissack. And we want you to be in the house, because Jesus will be in the house healing, delivering, and setting the captives free. So, yes, you keep us in your prayers. Nicole will keep you in ours, and we definitely would love to hear from you. Got to make you my Facebook friend for sure. Yes, yes. So thank you, and Coach Lalisa. I know she's got some closing words, and back to you, and I've got to do you know, get to work. So back to Coach Lalisa. I guess she had to. Okay.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com.